Friday morning time for Living Well with Dr. Cheryl Wilson with a musical intro today. We haven't had a Chats reference for a while. This is their song Ross River from High Risk Behaviour. Because we're talking about mosquito-borne diseases this morning, Dr. Cheryl Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, there's so much to talk about. Let's start off with a conversation about something that yourself and Lockie brought to my attention about the chicken sentinel program that we have on the Murray River, looking for viruses, finding out what is encephalitis, what viruses are transmitted by various animals, including chickens, and what symptoms can they give us and how we can avoid it. So much to talk about.
All right, well, off you go. Fill us in.
Fill you in. Well, on the news, whatever release that I was given from you guys, it had this really interesting program. I always find things are amazing. There's so much going on, you don't even realize it. But we have a program where there are six different little flocks of chickens that are doing us a very big health service, because they're left outside and then they're periodically checked for signs of different viruses. And one of the ones that have become positive, the Murray Valley encephalitis virus, and one called Kunjin, which I have to admit I hadn't even heard of, so I had to go look it up. And there's five chickens in the Meninji area, and one of them was positive for those two viruses out of the six flocks along the Murray. And March last year in Ramco, they were positive as well. And this can't be a surprise. I think everybody has noticed that this past year we have certainly had a bumper crop of mosquitoes out there. Now, most of them, may not even get any symptoms at all. Some of them, you get a mild, like a bit of a fever, headache, nausea, and then it goes away. But some people can get quite serious, confusion, headaches, neck stiffness, tremors, drowsiness, as bad as seizures and death, and can have permanent neurological damage. Now, for these viruses, we don't have vaccines for. But you mentioned encephalitis, and what does that mean? Which is a great question. So I'm going to lead off the track here a little bit, and then we're going to come around to those viruses again. Does that work for you?
Yep, that's fine.
Beautiful. All right. So encephalitis basically means inflammation of the brain. And we can get that from a variety of things, anything that could cause an infection. So the most common ones are viral or bacterial, but we can get inflammation of the brain from fungus or parasites. Those are pretty rare and unusual. Luckily, we've got some fantastic vaccines that prevent the most common causes. I think back when I was a little gaffer, I can think of a child on my street that died of this. I know a friend whose sister died of this. So it was common. It was known that in the community, unfortunately, very young children would die from encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, or meningitis, inflammation of the wrapping and surrounding of the brain. But then, thankfully, we got vaccines to prevent one of them called meningococcal, so another one pneumococcal, another one haemophilus. So meningococcal are ones that cause the inflammation around the brain, but can cause it inflammation in the brain. Pneumococcal, a lot of us know about pneumonia, but those can also lead to the inflammation of the brain and its surroundings. Haemophilus, one that can often cause ear infections. So when we get children that haven't been vaccinated fully or vaccinated at all, we have to have such a high threshold and treat quickly and rapidly and watch closely, because we don't want them to get the permanent repercussions or die from one of these diseases. And this is why we fuss about vaccines so much. So when we get an inflammation or infection in the brain, it affects everything, because it's the brain. We can just generally feel terrible. Babies are irritable. We become sensitive to light. Light hurts us. Headache, definitely, that stiff neck that we're always worried about to look out for. And then you can have decreased sensation to touch. You can have seizures. There's just pain everywhere in the muscles. And there can be muscle weakness. you can lose your coordination in moving your arms and legs, and as a result of that, you can have difficulty walking or doing things. You can get unusual, weird contractions of the muscles while you're just sitting there not using them. Obviously, you're unwell, so nausea, vomiting, decrease in appetite, fever, just totally fatigued and feeling terrible. You can get delirium, so confusion. You can have start to have hallucinations, seeing and hearing things that aren't there. And, of course, if it gets bad enough, you can get confused, decrease consciousness, become unconscious, and death. So these are down the roads that we just don't want to go, obviously.
So pretty serious.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Now, the next thing I'd want to talk about is a bit about understanding how these things move through various animals to us. I could talk about the four different types of viruses that we can get a lot in our area and how we can fight the bite, prevent them.
Mm.
Do we still have time to keep talking?
I reckon we could probably touch on one of those topics, because I'm very intrigued that, you know, all these dramas can be caused from a simple mosquito bite. It's mind-blowing. Literally,
it is.
Almost.
Yeah, unfortunately. You're right, actually. So we call them vectors, in which a disease hasn't directly come to us. So these viruses just don't get introduced to us by us touching things or breathing them in or accidentally, you know, touching our mouths after touching the surface and things like that, which we are knowing all too well with COVID. But when we get a vector, we're talking about it's come from somewhere else. So a zoonotic disease is a disease that has been transferred for us from different animals. That can be a bird. In some cases, that can be a horse. That can be mosquitoes. That can be marsupials. That can be mammals. And then what happens is those can transfer to us. So in Canada, we worry about things like bites from an animal that can give us rabies. Bites from or scratches from certain flying foxes can give us a rabies-like disease. But when we talk about these particular diseases, we're talking about that a mosquito, which is a mama mosquito that wants to feed her babies. You know, she has good intentions.
Hmm.
And she does that by feeding them blood. And then she can get the blood from an animal. And if that animal's infected with Barma Forest, Ross River virus, Kunjin, or the Murray Valley encephalitis virus, and they pick it up, then what they do is they carry it around, they feed the babies with the blood, and they say, babies want more, they're hungry, and they happen to find another animal, such as a human, they'll bite them, and what they do is they inject something that decreases our sensation so that we don't notice that we're doing it. It's a numbing agent. But the other thing is they inject something that prevents our blood from clotting, or else they just stick their little gob in there, their little straw, and they get a little smidge of blood, and then we clot, and then they'd have nothing. So they'd have to just be like a woodpecker and peck all over the place to just get little bits of blood. So they're really quite clever. So they put the straw-like mouth in through the skin, pierce the skin, inject something so that we're less likely to notice that they've done that, that they prevent coagulation or blood clotting, and then they get as much of blood as they want. We can see them when they get really full of blood. They get this red, bulbous body, and then they fly off and feed their babies. But if they had those viruses, they've injected them into us, and we can get sick from that.
Wow. Does
that make sense?
It does. Makes a lot of sense.
And we're complicated,
only,
but it's
amazing. We're only a quarter of a way through the topic, so we're going to talk about this further next week.
Yes, so today we've talked about what is encephalitis, what's a vector in zoonotic, and I've just briefly mentioned the Sentinel program they are, so that we are on the lookout for these. And, of course, because of the increase in the mosquitoes, we've had an increase in these viruses. So next Friday, let's talk about what are these viruses, what are the symptoms, and what can we do to fight the bite?
All right, because a lot of people are heading down to the Dinghy Derby this weekend, so they'll be through the backwaters where they'll be thick and furious, the old mozzies. So get the air guard out and have a good weekend, mate.
You got it.
Dr. Cheryl Wilson, Living Well. Thank you for that. We'll check in with you next Friday.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Anthony. I look forward to next week.
11 to 9, 5 RM.